I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There have been many exaggerated reports this week that birth order, whether you're first or last born, affects how intelligent you will be compared to your siblings. And as a firstborn myself, I have to agree with them. However, the researchers at the University of Leipzig found that this difference in intelligence is very small, and the more important finding was about birth order and personality. Caris Lestrange spoke with lead author Julia Rohrer to find out more.
We discovered that the birth order position of an individual has hardly any impact on the personality in later life. Many people believe in those birth order effects on personality. For example, many people think that firstborns are more likely to bully younger children, so of course they will become dominant adults. And on the other hand, the later borns might be spoiled or somehow disadvantaged by their birth order position. So there are many beliefs, and they are not only by the public but also by psychologists. There are many theories on how birth order position affects personality, and we simply wanted to check these assumptions and check whether these effects are actually visible in large populations.
And how did you check these assumptions?
We gathered data from three large national panels, so we had more than 20,000 participants from the United States, Great Britain and Germany. We simply tried to figure out their birth order position and then tested whether there were any personality differences on the big five, so on extroversion, emotional stability, agreeableness, conscientiousness and openness to experience.
How did you test for these personality traits?
Personality traits were assessed by our self-report scales, which is quite the standard procedure now. You simply ask questions like, are you lazy or are you hardworking and so on, and people simply self-report their personality and we aggregate these answers into scales.
Would some individuals be biased against their own personality traits?
I think people are quite biased when reporting their own personality. Well, if we assume that this bias is not inherently linked to birth order position, then the bias should be probably the same for all individuals. So everybody might slightly exaggerate their own personality or make themselves look a little bit better, but we somehow wouldn't expect that this would bias the results on an overall level because we're looking at so many people and the stuff would just average out.
What did you find from all of these questionnaires?
Overall, we found simply no effects on extroversion, no effects on emotional stability, no effects on agreeableness, and no effects on conscientiousness. And the fifth trait, openness to experience, was quite interesting because at first it looked like in one sample it's significant and the other one there's simply nothing. But later we figured out that those traits were actually measured with different questionnaires. One questionnaire heavily relied on items measuring imagination and other questionnaires rather relied on intellectual aspects. We made two scales out of this, one for intellect and the other one for imagination, and then we clearly saw a slight decline in intellect from firstborn to lastborn, but no effects on imagination.
Why do you think there is a difference in intellect between siblings?
There are different explanations, and one that is quite popular is the resource dilution hypothesis. The idea is that the firstborn will get the full attention of the parents and maybe all the financial resources as well. But then the secondborn will have to share from the start, and that might just give a little head start to the firstborn. And another explanation is that the firstborns, they can teach their younger siblings. And I think that teaching other people helps oneself to learn a lot, and this might be an advantage for firstborns that they have somebody to teach.
And what would be the take-home message from you today?
I think the take-home message is that we are not somehow doomed by our birth order position, but rather personality is more complex and cannot simply be explained by whether we are the firstborns or the lastborns.
That was Julia Rohrer from the University of Leipzig.